really, it kind of fell into my lap. I had a friend come to me and say this was an opportunity to help a family that's going to be living here. And I really just felt a pull to want to help.
This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 739 in the series. This session of the radio show shares my conversation with Jerrica Lowry and Adam Calvert, both Franklin residents. They came together as part of the neighborhood support team to provide support for an Afghan family now living here. We recorded this via Zoom Conference Bridge on February 22nd, 2022. In our conversation, we talk about the Shamrock Walk for Refugees, scheduled for March 19 on the Franklin High School track, the organization of the neighborhood support team, how that came together, and their fundraising effort for this family. The recording runs about 17 minutes, so let's listen to my conversation with Jerrica and Adam. Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, anywhere on the internet at WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin, Mass. Area dial at 102.9. Here today with two folks from Franklin. We're going to find out a little bit more about them as we talk about the Shamrock Walk for Refugees. So on this afternoon, welcome and thank you for joining us. Jerrica, why don't you introduce yourself and then we'll come to Adam.
Great. Yeah, it's Jerrica. Thanks, Steve, so much for having us. Jerrica Lowry on here. We really appreciate you doing this for us.
You're most welcome. And Adam?
Yeah, and Stephen, we're really happy to be here. I'm Adam Calvert. I've lived in Franklin about 10 years, and I'm really excited about this walk for refugees that we're sponsoring.
And for the listeners, we've already shared it through the Franklin Matters page. It's on the calendar. But the Shamrock Walk for Refugees is happening March 19th, early in the morning. I think the registration opens at 8. The walk starts at 9 at the high school track. Folks should know where that is, at least if they're in the Franklin area. If not, on the post, we'll include links on the maps. If they're outside of Franklin and don't know where Franklin is, you'll be able to find us. So, Jerrica, tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you get into this.
Yeah, so I've lived in the area for about 6 years now. Really, it kind of fell into my lap. I had a friend come to me and say this was an opportunity to help a family that's going to be living here. And I really just felt a pull to want to help. And I had some time on my hands. And so it really kind of fell into my lap and I was really grateful for it. It's been a good experience for me to work with like-minded people that also want to help and just be able to help out the community in a way and bring the community in a way. I'm really excited for the walk, if nothing else, just to raise awareness for the cause and for the family and kind of restarting in a new place with new people and new everything. It would be really tough. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Really excited.
Yeah, thank you for you and Adam, of course, and then others. I'm sure there's others behind the scenes as well working to do this. But yeah, having come into the community at a point in time is like, what's going on? Where do I do this? How do I do this? There's all that stuff. Never mind the uniqueness of where they're coming from and some of the trials and tribulations that they've been through themselves. And that's part of the adjustment.
Absolutely. Yeah. From language barriers to finding jobs and finding ways to provide, adjusting in new schools. There's a lot, I think, that goes into it that, I didn't think about until we started the process with the team and, we're trying to help them figure out all of those details. Mm-hmm. And I think it's things that we take for granted, when we just, you know, live here and get into a routine. But it's been good for me to see. I have a lot to be grateful for. So, yeah.
Adam, how did you get involved in this?
Yeah. So, similar to Jerrica, I heard about this opportunity from a friend. And let me give you a little bit more background on how we're supporting refugees. So back in the summer, there was a pretty significant refugee crisis in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. where there were literally over 50,000 refugees that were driven out of their homes, and there was no place to take them. And so they ended up going to military bases. And because the government didn't have the infrastructure to house 50,000 people all at once, there were nonprofits that started reaching out to communities. Mm-hmm. And there's a nonprofit in New England called Accentria, and they created a program called the Neighborhood Support Teams. And people in communities can start their own neighborhood support team, and we started one here in Franklin. And the first two tasks for the neighborhood support team is to find, like, recruit people and start preparing to do all the things that Jerrica mentioned, mm-hmm. and then start raising money.
Yes.
Because these families come over with next to nothing. So Jerrica and I have been involved with this team that's really been an inspiration for me. There's been about 30 people that are committed to this team to prepare for welcoming a family to Franklin. And we've run into different challenges. And one of the challenges we ran into was finding a home, yes. for this family. And housing, as everyone knows, housing is really expensive right now.
When it's available to begin with.
Yeah, when it's, that's a good point.
When it's available to begin with, it's rather pricey.
Exactly.
But yeah, I've been reporting separately both last year and this year, affordable housing overall is on our watch list for Franklin, because we don't have to replace it. This is not the story now, but people saw the gyration through the pricing, which seems to have come down a little bit, but that still is not necessarily affordable for somebody coming from outside with little or nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And so we were able to reach our initial goal for fundraising, but we realized in order to support a family here and help them with their housing costs, mm-hmm. we needed to raise more money.
Sure.
So we came up, Jerrica really spearheaded the idea of having a walkathon, mm-hmm. where we could reach out and bring together as many people as we can from Franklin and the surrounding communities to learn about this refugee effort and to raise money to support this family. And we're excited to be doing this, like you said, on March 19th in Franklin at the Franklin High School. It's been a journey working with the neighborhood support team, and we're excited to see where we can take it with this walkathon.
One person described the neighborhood support team, Adam, you might have to help me on this, but you're learning to fly the plane while you're in the air, kind of thing. So we're all just figuring it out as we go, as different things come up, and you know, everybody. The amount that everybody can contribute time-wise and financially-wise, everything is different. so it's been really cool to see just people give what they can, whether mm-hmm. that's time, money, whatever it is. But yeah, it's also been really cool to see how we can make adjustments along the way as needed for this family.
Yeah, it can be a challenge for sure. And clearly I'll volunteer the resources that we have available to help you spread the word between the multiple channels that we have with cable, radio, and certainly the digital newsletter. It's an important story. We'll help share it.
Yeah,
we really appreciate that. And we know the family appreciates it as well. You know, they're so in need of it. And so mm-hmm. It feels good to be able to help out that way. And we're really appreciative of these platforms for that as well.
And I can share a little bit more about the experience of actually welcoming the family. 'Cause that's been a pretty wild ride.
I can only imagine, even because from what I heard through the grapevine of Wu preparing for this, he's got limited English, I think, the father. So that in itself is a barrier to work through.
It's a big challenge. Yeah. And we got organized late last year as an NST. And like I mentioned, finding housing was our biggest challenge. Mm-hmm. And we, in probably like middle of January, we got a phone call from the organization saying that they had a family that needed a place to live, needed a community.
Mm-hmm. And we were expecting another, I mean, at least a couple weeks, right? Like a month before we were
more nervous
to get a family.
Yeah. Yeah, we were kind of geared up to get a family in March, April. But the middle of January, we got this phone call and they said, if you can't take this family, they're going to go to a hotel.
Ooh.
And that's where they're going to be living for now. And so we really like dug in and we're asking as many people as we could to find a home. And we were really fortunate to find someone in Franklin, mm-hmm, that had a multifamily home, and they gave us a partially discounted rent for this, mm-hmm, this family to move, sure, in.
Yeah.
And we came together as a team and helped to furnish the house.
Yep.
And we touched up. Like we did some work on the house to make it move-in ready. We got a ton of donations of clothing and food, like pots and pans, toys, school
furniture.
Yeah, furniture. Every imagine starting a life over.
Right.
And that's what we set up for them in a matter of days, really, because we were thinking we had more runway,
more time, but
more time.
No time like the present. Let's go.
Exactly. And we went from meeting like every 3 or 4 weeks to meeting nightly. Yeah. We met every night as a team, and it was really exciting. And we heard updates about how the pickup went, picking up the family in Worcester and bringing them to Franklin, and I was able to interact with the family a little bit those first couple of days. And I was so impressed with the children, mm-hmm, and how much they're just excited to be here.
Yeah.
They're excited about a new life. They're respectful and they really look up to their father. I like one specific thing that I remember. We went to the Blessing Barn, which is a great organization, and we were picking up some furniture and other, mm-hmm, supplies for them. And these kids were walking down an aisle with china, and it was like 2 feet wide, like floor to ceiling shelves of china. And I have my own children that are similar ages, and I would be worried about my kids touching things and breaking something.
Yep.
And these kids were so well behaved, and their father had confidence in them that they wouldn't do something they shouldn't, mm-hmm, do. Mm-hmm. And all of that was done without any English. It was a really amazing experience. These are really great people that we have in our community. And it's definitely been a labor of love to help them just get landed. Mm-hmm. And now they have to build their life. And the more people we have in the community reaching out and supporting, the better. So that's why we're inviting people through the show to the Shamrock Walk on March 19th.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say one more thing about that. I think it's so great for the family, all of the donations, all of the support and love. But it's also really, like Adam said, it's really inspiring to be a part of, and to see other people give their time and efforts and everything to a cause. It's really something to bring the community together for a good benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of give this family hopefully some funds and awareness of, you know, what they've been through, the trauma that they've been through, and the effort that it takes to totally restart. Right. So we're just really excited about it. It'll be awesome.
Can I just share a few more details on how the walkathon will work?
Yes.
And maybe Jerrica, you can fill in some details too, but I know a lot of listeners probably have been to like 5K races where there's like a starting gun and everyone goes the same distance and then you get timed, where this is more about bringing people together and raising money and raising awareness. So we will meet at, like you said, 8 o'clock for registration. That's mostly to make sure everyone has registered and that we've collected and kept track of all of the pledges. We're going to keep track of and give out raffle tickets for every $20 that people get raised for themselves or get pledged for them. And then we will kick off at 9 o'clock and we will do however many laps people want to run or walk as families or individuals. And then we have a lot of great raffles from different
companies
in the area. Thanks, Jerrica. Yeah, local businesses. And so we're going to raffle this off at the end. It's going to be really exciting. It'll be great to all be together.
A community together.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the, like you said, the information will be in, be online in your show notes. But for those listening, it's walkforrefugees.org. And you can register there and you can have pledgers put in their donations through the website as well.
Yeah. And one more thing about the pledging, we don't take like cash donations or anything like that, just because all of the money going to this family. So we can't like handle the money at all. So that's why if you're going to pledge or if you're going to register, just go to this website and you can do it all online. It's set up really well. We had a member of our team set it up and we've been working on it. So if you want to donate, if you want to pledge, if you want to just show up and hang out, anything is great.
Well, thank you again for taking time to do this. If we have time sometime down the road, because I'm sure their needs will continue to flesh out a little bit as things happen and as they get settled. And we're here to help. And thank you for doing what you're doing, because it's good to have the community come together for a need like this, for sure.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Steve. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. And we're looking forward to getting everyone together on the 19th.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.